Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And Stephanie and I are great admirers of the arts, and also including modern dance. I kind of suspected last time you're not really a big fan of modern dance. You probably like different kinds of dance.
I just didn't like doing it myself.
Okay, but you like watching it, though, right?
It's very much about the feet and awkward shapes. I admire it. It's difficult to do. It just wasn't my cup of tea. Your cup of tea is something that's really appealing to you, something you like. I preferred jazz back then. I liked the beat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Sounds to me, though, I don't really have a lot of experience with modern dance, but sounds to me it might be something I like because it seems to push the boundaries of what the human body is capable of.
I think it would be hilarious to see you try modern dance.
Well, I'm a bit old and fat for that.
It would well, usually
probably,
the
that's
dancers,
why you want to see me do it, because
no,
it would look silly.
You would look silly. It's true. Mm. I would want to laugh. No, usually modern dancers are a lot shorter. Baryshnikov, Mikhail Baryshnikov, the famous Russian dancer, he's still alive, and I did see him in New York give a solo concert. He's very good with this stuff.
But he's not very tall, right?
No, I would say he's about 5'9".
Okay, so this is one of those things in life where being short would actually be an advantage,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. You can be a gymnast and all sorts of stuff if you're not so tall. And, well, we're going to keep talking about her and her style and some of the other things she did in her life and some of the aspects of her art form here, which is modern dance. So, stick with us here as we read the entire content of our lesson right now.
Over the years, Duncan developed a style that was immediately recognizable and uniquely her own. Her works had such a great impact that many artists of her era began creating paintings, sculptures, and novels influenced by her dances. She dismissed traditional ballet steps because she felt that they lacked emotion and the movements were ugly and against nature. Duncan made her dancers discard their shoes and perform barefoot. Instead of leotards, they wore long, flowing costumes. She encouraged her dancers to be inspired by nature and athletics, an aesthetic that was similarly valued by the ancient Greeks. However, Duncan also felt that each performer needed to tap into their inner spirit to truly excel. By doing this, they could develop their own unique movements and find a way to express themselves honestly. Outside of her on-stage achievements, Duncan adopted 6 daughters. She also managed to open up a chain of dance schools around the globe. Both of these were in line with her other mission in life, to educate the young about creating beauty. Unfortunately, Duncan's life was cut short when she was killed in an automobile accident at age 50. When she died in the tragic accident, 2 of her daughters, Anna and Irma, assumed teaching duties at her school. In turn, they passed down Duncan's teachings to the next generation, ensuring that her work will continue to flourish in the modern world. Today, Duncan is considered by many to be the creator of modern dance and a vital part of its history. Although she died prematurely, Duncan's legacy will live on in the movements of her dancers on the stages around the world.
Okay, let's continue to talk about Isadora Duncan. Now, over the years, as time went by, she developed a style that was immediately recognizable and uniquely her own. So if you were walking down the street and you saw people dancing there, you thought, oh, they're doing an Isadora Duncan dance there. I recognize that because her style is unique. It's uniquely her own, which means nobody else was doing it. She was the only one who was doing it, at least at the beginning.
For example, you might be on the street and you see someone do the moonwalk. You know, that's Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Immediately, he invented it. He developed it. And other people imitated his dance moves. Well, Duncan was the same. And if you see people do some of her moves and you've studied Isadora's life, you'll recognize them. Her works had such a great impact that it influenced a lot of different artists of that era. Not just dancers, but painters and sculptors. And riders were all influenced by her dances. She really did something that was so unique back then that people stopped and took note. When you talk about a certain era, you're talking about a period of time in history that has some sort of general character or feeling to it. A lot of times we'll be talking about the golden era of radio. When radio programs were really popular, they hadn't developed the TV yet. But this era was a point in our history where a lot of other artists in other fields, you could say, were looking to her and were being influenced by her dances.
Okay, that's right. So that era was at the end of the 19th century, beginning the 20th century here. And yes, she influenced all these people. Notice when Stephanie read this, she said influence, which is technically how you're supposed to pronounce it, but you will hear people stress the first syllable here,
influence,
as a verb also, but influence is not wrong. It just kind of depends on who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
And to influence somebody means you have an influence on them. You do something, they see you doing it, they think you're doing it right, they think what you're doing is cool, so they start doing it too, and they start telling other people about it. So you have a good influence on people, you have spread your ideas to others.
Yeah. Now, also about influence, Tom, there's a noun and a verb.
Sure.
And I think people with the noun do what you did, influence.
Right.
And if
right.
it's a verb, it's influence. So
right.
You'll hear all sorts of different pronunciations, I'm afraid. Now, she dismissed traditional ballet as just being kind of ugly and against nature. I must agree with her on a couple points here. If you've ever known a ballet dancer who's very serious about ballet, their feet are completely messed up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it really is hard on their feet.
Because they have to stand on their toes all the time?
Yeah, and we're not born to really stand on our toes. And all they put a hard piece in a ballet slipper called the point. It doesn't help a whole lot. So it's very painful to learn ballet. And
but
so,
you can make a lot of money if you do it, though, right?
No.
People pay top dollar to go see ballets, huh?
In the arts, you don't make a lot of money unless you are a star world known.
Ooh.
Yeah, so don't think you're going to make a lot of money in the arts, guys. If you dismiss something, you kind of go, ugh, poo, it's not any good. We should move on and do something else. She also didn't feel like ballet allowed a dancer to really just let go and express herself. She felt the steps lacked emotion. And again, the movements were ugly and against nature, something that our bodies weren't built to do.
Mm-hmm. So she made her dancers discard their shoes and perform barefoot. I guess that's how people started off in the world, going around in their bare feet. So yeah, get rid of those shoes. Discard them. That's what to discard means, to throw them out, to get rid of them. Discard or discard is a verb. It means to get rid of something. It's very often used in card games, okay? If you're playing Gin Rummy, for example, you have to draw a card, and then you have to decide whether you're going to keep that card or discard that card. You give it back to the pile, and then it's the next player's turn.
Yeah, so you're just getting rid of something that's kind of useless that you don't want anymore. You could also, in a more formal way, write, I need to discard this trash. So you just want to get rid of something you don't need. She didn't think they need their shoes, so they just threw them out and started performing barefoot. Of course, that's more comfortable, but the bottoms of your feet get kind of hard. You get hard calluses of skin on your feet.
Well, it's like playing the guitar or the violin, right? After a while, your fingers get hard and used to it.
Yeah,
right?
They're so calluses. It's hardened skin that develops somewhere where you're using that part of your skin. Actually, it's the body protecting itself. So they got rid of their shoes, and instead of wearing those really tight leotards that ballet dancers use and even jazz dancers, she had them just wear very flowing costumes. That's what I remember most about her. Her clothes kind of just flowed out from her as she was dancing. She kind of looked like a witch. Now, a leotard is a very tight, stretchy piece of clothing that dancers wear. And actually, a lot of people who go to aerobics classes or dance classes in a gym, they'll often show up in a leotard, maybe with a pair of tight pants as well.
It's one piece, right?
No, it doesn't have to be.
Mm-mm. Okay, I thought it was like one piece that Went from your waist up over your shoulders or something like that.
Well, then they'll put a skirt on, too.
Okay.
You know, ballet dancers don't just show up in a leotard, although the boys do.
Okay.
Then they have those
comfy,
tights.
Actually.
Tights are on their legs.
Ooh, tights. I like the sound of that. Lots of people wear tights when they ride their bicycles, for example. But here, they didn't wear leotards. Instead, they wore long, flowing costumes. A costume is a set of clothing designed to make you look a certain way. You might wear a costume to a Halloween party, which will be coming up in a couple of months. What are you going to dress up as at the Halloween party, Stephanie?
I don't usually go. Do you go?
Sometimes. Last time I dressed up as a hockey player, just because I have all the equipment for it. It was real easy for me to do that. But I should be more creative next time. But they're not dressing up like ghosts or witches or things like that. These are costumes that are designed for the specific performance, okay? So I can imagine long skirts and blouses with big fat sleeves and things like that. Or all sorts of things. I bet they had lots of different ideas.
Oh, yeah. And nowadays they have designers who just focus on costumes that are only for shows, performances. Maybe for a movie or a film they design clothes. They had a very good designer for that recent dance movie called Black Swan that Natalie Portman won an Oscar for.
Oh, yeah.
The costumes were amazing. So they have these beautiful flowing costumes. Now, she also encouraged her dancers to be inspired by nature. She just had them go outside and dance among the trees. She was kind of a little bit strange, this woman, I must say. Mm-hmm. She wasn't normal. She had her own personality. And here it says she wanted them to also be inspired by athletics. Athletics is just sports in general.
Usually, though, it specifically refers to track and field. At least that's what I think of when I think of athletics.
Really?
But yeah, you're right. It's sports in general. But sometimes it is referring specifically to track and field, like running races, the pole vault, the shot put.
Yeah, but what if we say he was good in athletics in high school and he was a great baseball player or basketball player?
True, true. You're right. Absolutely.
So, yeah, kind of sports in general. And if you're good at sports and you're a very good athlete, that's what the noun form is. An athlete participates in athletics. You're an athlete, aren't you, Tom?
Not really. I like to exercise and work out, but it's just because I'm overweight and need to lose weight.
No, I would say you're an athlete.
Okay.
So, an athletics was something she wanted them to focus on. This was an aesthetic that was similarly valued by the ancient Greeks. So, anciently, Greeks also were inspired by nature and athletics. We know they liked to wrestle back then. They had those toga costumes. Remember that?
Togas, right?
Anyways, that's where she was trying to teach her dancers about what her inspiration for modern dance was.
Absolutely. And again, in this sentence, we have the word aesthetic here. That means a concept or an idea you have about beauty, about what something looks like. So she had this aesthetic, this idea about what her dance should be composed of. And yeah, look at nature, look at the movement of animals and trees and things like that. And also pay attention to athletics, sports, and things like that. However, Duncan also felt that each performer needed to tap into their inner spirit to truly excel. They needed to actually feel what they were doing.
Yeah, she wanted people to really listen to themselves, you know? They probably did a lot of meditation, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by doing this, they could develop their own unique movements. She actually encouraged them to create movements that had never been danced before.
Cool.
So it was kind of a cool period of dance. And we're still seeing that even with CloudGate and other modern dance companies. They'll come up with things I've never seen before. So it's always fun to go see one of their shows. Well, if you tap into your own spirit and develop your own unique movements, you've really tapped into what modern dance is all about.
Okay, everybody, it's time to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 我们继续来看这位有名的舞蹈家 Duncan。好，提到了他的生平，提到他成长的背景，提到他后来在欧洲造成了大轰动。那我们要看看他有什么样的舞蹈风格，而且对于后来的舞蹈界有什么样的影响。好，这边先告诉大家，这么多年以来，其实他有发展出一种他自我的个人风格。这个风格呢，是 recognizable， 也就是很容易就可以看得出来的 ，uniquely her own， 那是他 独一无二个人的风格。接下来就说他的作品里面，其实我们知道他对于他同时代的很多艺术家有很深远的影响。 Impact 这个字就代表影响，甚至于可以说是一种冲击。那当时很多艺术家在绘画也好，雕塑也好，小说创作也好，其实都深受他的影响。接着说，他 dismissed traditional ballet steps。 dismiss 是把什么摒除，把什么丢弃，把什么舍弃，所以他其实是舍弃了一些很传统的芭蕾舞步。因为这理由在哪里？他提到了，因为他认为说这种传统的舞步是没有感情的，甚至于他认为这种动作是非常的丑陋，非常违反自然。他让他舞蹈的这些学生们要丢弃 discard， 就是要舍弃，把什么丢了？把鞋子，舞蹈鞋给丢了，然后呢要光着脚丫，这个字呢就是 barefoot。 好，我们继续往下看。那除了这一点之外，还有一点很特别，他说呢，丢掉舞蹈鞋之外，他还要把紧身衣给丢了。舞蹈者通常会穿着那种紧身的舞蹈衣，那他希望他们不要穿这种衣服，这个叫做 leotard。 那这种衣服不穿应该穿什么呢？ long flowing costumes。 这种 long flowing 就是长的而且流动的，宽松流动的服饰。那他鼓励舞者们必须要去想一想大自然，想一想体育竞技当中这种姿态，然后去从当中寻求灵感。其实像这样的这种审美价值 aesthetic 就是审美观，这样的审美观其实呢在古代的希腊时候也是非常重视的。不过 Duncan 他还觉得说，其实每一个表演者应该要用他们内在的精神，从内在里面去寻求，然后才能达到真正的出类拔萃。我们看到他这边提到用字 tap into their inner spirit。 好， tap into 这个意思就是要从什么当中，从个人心灵深处去找出激发你灵感的来源。好，再来往下，那从这个意这样子来做的话，他认为他们就可以发展出自己独特的律动，找到一种方式然后来表达自己。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more Isadora Duncan Dancing Freely.
Let us resume our lesson. Now remember, we're talking about Isadora Duncan here. She was a great dancer. And outside of her onstage achievements, besides what she did on the stage, she adopted 6 daughters. And here to adopt, A-D-O-P-T, means that you bring something into your family, a child. You can adopt a child, for example, if you can't have any children of your own, or if there are some orphans that you want to help out, you can adopt those children.
It's a lot of kids, 6 daughters, and she also managed to open up a chain of dance schools around the globe. We have a lot of chain stores around the world, Starbucks, McDonald's, those are a couple of chain stores.
I heard Subway's bigger than McDonald's now.
I read that. Mm. Yeah, they passed McDonald's not in terms of money that's made.
That's impossible,
of course,
but
in terms of actual restaurants or places to go get a Subway sandwich. Wow.Well, if you manage to do something, we use this verb to talk about something that's kind of hard to do. You succeed, but you have to struggle at first. So, sometimes when I have to go traveling, it's very hard for me to manage to carry my suitcases by myself.
So you have big, strong guys help you, right?
They're kind of heavy. Well, sometimes I have to pay them.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their handouts. Jeez.
So, again, a chain of something is just...a number of stores or restaurants that carry the same name.
That's right. So she was able to open up this chain of dance schools all over the world. And both of these were in line with her other mission in life, to educate the young about creating beauty. So both of these ideas that she adopted daughters and that she opened a chain of dance schools, well, they were in line with her mission. To be in line with something means that they follow along the logic.They're part of the program. And her other mission in life was to educate young people about creating beauty. Now, your mission in life is what you think you're here for, your calling, you could also say. A mission can also be when people of a certain church go to a certain place to try to help out the people there or to spread their gospel. You were a missionary, right?
Or maybe if you're a spy like 007 James Bond, you will be sent out on a dangerous mission.
Dut, 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 dut,
we use it for different things, yeah. So if you educate someone, of course, you're trying to teach them, you're instructing them. It doesn't have to be at school. You can educate someone as a coach or as a mentor, things like that. Parents educate their children, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, so she had some missions that were important to her in life. Now, unfortunately, Duncan's life was cut short. If something's cut short, it ends before you expect it to.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been talking to people in the past, and maybe they need to run somewhere, and they'll say, I'm sorry, I need to cut this conversation short. Let's pick it up later. They just have to run and dash. Well, her life was cut short. So this simply means she died before people expected her to.
It was a pretty bizarre accident, too. You'll probably have to look it up yourself. We're not going to talk about it here, but it involved her in a car with a very long scarf. Okay, and this is an accident. That's something that happens that's not supposed to happen. An auto accident or other kinds of accidents. We all want to avoid those, but sometimes they are unavoidable.
Yeah. It was kind of a bizarre accident. Very weird. Strange. Do look it up. It's interesting. Now, when she died in the tragic accident, it's tragic because she died young. She was in good health. It was, unfortunately, something that just happened. And sometimes weird things happen and take people's lives. Well, after she died, two of her daughters, Anna and Irma. Anna is still a popular name these days. Irma is a very old-fashioned name.
Yeah, sounds like an old granny.
So please don't pick that name if you don't have an English name yet. That's not a good one. Anna's pretty, though. Now, they assumed teaching duties at her school. So their mother had passed away, so they took up the reins, you could say, which means they followed in her footsteps and they tried to teach as she would have taught if she'd stayed alive.
And in turn, or following her, they passed down Duncan's teachings to the next generation, making sure or ensuring that Isadora Duncan's work will continue to flourish in the modern world. Now, to pass down is usually used to refer to older generations giving something to the younger generations. You can pass down traditions. You can pass down family heirlooms, for example.
Pass down clothes.
Pass down clothes, right? Hand-me-downs, for example. I always had to wear my brother's clothes and ride their bicycles and use their skateboards and stuff like that.
I was the oldest girl, so I got all the new clothes.
Ooh.
And my sisters had to wear my hand-me-downs.
Ooh, cool. I bet that was quite an honor for them.
Loved it.
Okay, but in any case, these things are passed down because this will make sure or guarantee that Isadora Duncan's work will continue to flourish in the modern world. To flourish means it continues to expand and affect the lives of lots of people.
So today, Duncan is considered by many, if not most, I would say, to be the creator of modern dance. I called her the mother of modern dance. And she's also a vital part of its history. If something's vital, it's very, very important. Some synonyms you can use are essential, or crucial is another good synonym that means the same thing. Something you really must have. It's necessary for something to succeed or even exist sometimes. So she is a vital part of the history. She did die prematurely. If something happens prematurely, this is the adverb form of the adjective premature. It means it happens before its natural time or proper time, the expected time. We use premature to talk about someone's premature death, perhaps due to cancer. Or sometimes moms will have premature babies who were born before they were scheduled to be born.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter because her teachings have been passed down and we can still see her influence in modern performances. So go check one out if you have the chance. And now you can check out our Chinese teacher.
好，继续来看一下。我们知道，Duncan 是位很伟大的舞蹈家，他创造了自己舞蹈的风格。不过，接下来我们就要来看看他呢，除了在舞台上的成就之外，他收养了六个女儿。那他此外，他还想办法，他希望呢，在世界各地开设舞蹈学校。好 ，manage 这个当然表示设法，他设法希望去成立一系列的这种舞蹈学校， A chain of 是指一系列的。在这两方面来说，也就是说他去成立舞蹈学校，他收养女儿，其实呢他都是因为他有一个使命在身。好，这边有个片语我们稍微注意一下， in line with。 如果你讲两个东西，或者是说 A 和 B 之间， A is in line with B， 也就是表示 A 跟 B 两个是一致的。那这边提到的就是跟他的使命，在人生当中的使命是一致的。那以下就说明这个使命是什么。原来他就是希望教育年轻人关于美的创造。好，我们看看这边提到年轻人，我们常常说 the 再加一个形容词哦，就表示指一群同样性质的人。比如说我们讲 the young 当然指的就是年轻人， the old 那相对就是年老的人， the weak the strong 都是这样的用法。那他希望教育年轻人，让他们创造美感。不过提到了很不幸的，他生命其实在50岁的时候就结束了。At age 50， 我们提到某一个特定的年龄，一个特定的价钱，一个特定的汇率，都是用 at。 在50岁时，他因为车祸而就过世了。他过世之后，他其中有两位女儿，一位是 Anna， 一位是 Irma。 他们两位呢 assume teaching duties。 assume 就代表承接承袭，他就承袭了他教育的这个工作，然后呢继续在学校教舞蹈。他们两位 pass down Duncan's teachings。 pass down 就是一代传承，一代把什么东西传给下一代的人，他把 Duncan 的这样的教学传给下一代，那为的呢就是要确保他的舞蹈生命在世界上可以继续的蓬勃发展。蓬勃发展这个动词就是 flourish。好，最后Duncan 过世之后，我们要谈谈他对今天在世界各地来说他的影响何在。最后的结论告诉大家，其实一直到今天， Duncan 还是被很多人认为是现代舞的始祖，还有现代舞历史的最重要的一个人物之一。虽然说 Duncan 他很早就过世了，好，很早过世，他用了一个字 prematurely。 我们知道 premature 就是代表早熟的，还没有成熟的，所以 premature baby 当然指早产儿。那这个因为他其实50岁，所以用了 prematurely。 他虽然很早就过世，可是他留给后人的这种舞蹈呢会怎么样呢？他用到了 live on， 继续活下去，继续活跃在现代舞者的律动，跳跃在世界的舞台之上。
Thanks for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed learning more about the mother of modern dance, Isadora Duncan. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.